Hi everyone, I'm Winnie.
I'm Mike.
And today we're gonna do Mad Libs for
That's
Halloween.
right. Mad Libs is a fun game where you have a paragraph missing words. So we're gonna pick the words and put them into the sentence and the paragraph, see what it says.
Ooh, so now we need 12 words.
Right, we've already picked them out. The first word we needed was an adjective.
Tall.
Tall. Next, we needed an adjective of emotion, a feeling.
Scared.
Scared. Now we needed a noun.
Fork.
Okay. Next,
That's
we.
scary.
That's fork. Next, we. Sorry, that's scary. Next, we needed an object, which is like a noun. An album. Okay. The fifth one was another noun.
A tower.
A tower.
A
Okay, like
tower.
on a castle, a tower and a castle. Next, we need an adjective of emotion, how something feels or how you feel.
Feel
You feel
comfortable.
comfortable or something is comfortable too. All right, what's the next word that we need there?
A noun, right?
The next thing was
A living
a living
thing.
thing, an animal, a plant. What did we
We're
get?
gonna do mosquito.
Mosquito.
One
Well,
mosquito.
just one.
Just one.
Sure, why not? More is, you know, annoying. Next, we have a verb with ing.
And we're gonna do swimming.
Swimming. That's a fun thing to do. And the ninth word is a noun, but a plural noun. So not one of something, many.
My favorite, French fries.
One French fry is the worst. Many French
French
fries is what you
fries,
want. Yeah, the
yes.
10th one is another verb ing.
And we're gonna do singing.
Singing, swimming and singing. And then the 11th one was an adverb, how you do a verb, how you do an
Quickly,
action.
quickly,
Quickly.
quickly,
You might
yes.
talk quickly, walk quickly, or do your homework quickly. And the last one is
Oh.
an adjective of emotion, another feeling.
Feel warm.
Warm, warm and friendly, warm and comfortable. Those are kind of similar. All right, so we've picked our words. Now, let's go to our article and we'll start filling it in and see what it says.
Yay!
Go mad for Halloween.
You're walking through a an forest. It's late and you feel very. You remember a story about this forest. Years ago, an lived here. He went crazy and killed people with a an. Suddenly, you hear a noise. It sounds like a an. You start to feel very. After a few minutes, you get to a clearing. There's a an there, and it's on some. It sees you and starts. You turn around and run as you can. You get out of the forest just in time. You feel. You'll never go in there again.
Forest, forest. Many animals live in this big forest. Many animals live in this big forest. Kill, kill. The cat killed the mouse and gave it to its family as a gift. The cat killed the mouse and gave it to its family as a gift. Noise, noise. A loud noise woke me up in the middle of the night. A loud noise woke me up in the middle of the night. Never, never. I'll never eat at this restaurant again. The food was terrible. I'll never eat at this restaurant again. The food was terrible.
Okay, so our article begins by saying, you're walking through a... And this is where we reach our first blank space for our first word. You're walking through a...
Tall...
Forest. You're walking through a tall forest.
Okay.
That kind of makes sense. Mm-hmm. That's not completely crazy. Now we should look at this word forest. It's one of our word power words. Forest is spelled F-O-R-E-S-T. Forest. All right, a forest is basically just an area of land, an area of the world that is covered with trees. Lots and lots of trees in a fairly small, concentrated area. Forests not only will have trees, but many animals that also live in the trees. Forests can have big kind of Christmas-type trees, like you might find in a forest in Canada or in Russia. Or we could call a jungle a forest as well. Jungles will be in warm parts of the world, like the Amazon or in Africa. But as long as you have an area of land with lots of trees and it's not easy to walk or drive or do anything in, then you're probably in the middle of a forest. Look out for the bears. For example, many animals live in this big forest. Many animals live in this big forest.
Forest 就是森林，像童话故事很常说黑森林 ，the black forest。想象就是一片乌压压的森林。然后，比如说我们刚刚有提到亚马逊，我们也可以用到这个字，就是雨林，英文就是 rainforest。So Canada has a bunch of forests, right?
Yes, we have lots of forests, including rainforests.
Really?
Yeah.
You have rainforests?
Well, rainforest is just a forest that gets a lot of rain.
Is that?
So the forest around Vancouver in the Pacific Northwest, Seattle, Vancouver, that's a rainforest too.
But Taiwan, 刚刚有讲到是 jungle, 可能比较多丛林。So 我们看到例句说很多这个各种各式各样的动物会住在这个大大的一大片的森林里。所以我们把刚刚这个句子填进去就是 a tall forest.
You could probably say that, at least the trees in the forest are tall.
Are tall, And...
Should we keep going?
Yeah, sure.
I think we should. We've got more exciting story to maybe tell you. Next, the next sentence says, it's late and you feel very... And here we have our adjective of emotion.
Scared?
You feel very scared. If I'm in a forest late at night around Halloween, I would definitely feel scared.
Yeah, it is scary. And scared. 你感到很害怕因为又暗然后又在一个不知名的森林里 It is scary.
That's absolutely right. The forest is scary. You feel scared. All right? That's how we often do it with adjectives. And then it says, you remember a story about this forest.
Ooh.
Oh, it's a scary story about a scary forest.
So That's it must exciting. Be a famous forest because there are stories about this place.
Yeah, maybe it's the one that the witches live in where Hansel and Gretel got lost.
Right. Right? 你说像那个糖果屋
that was a scary forest.
所以你突然想到一个跟森林有关的故事。What happened here?
Well, the article tells us what happened in this scary forest. Mm-hmm. Years ago, a fork lived here.
Okay, a fork lived here.
A fork lived here. All right.
可以。
That's not that scary, unless it's like a giant evil fork. But if it's just a little dinner fork, well, that might be useful for me to eat fish.
But why is it there?
That's a good question.
Right?
Maybe someone left it after their picnic. Or maybe it's an evil fork.
好，所以他说这可能是一个比较奇幻的故事啦，因为有个叉子住在这片森林里。
Next, we learn something interesting about the fork. It's a boy. We know that because the next sentence says, he went crazy and killed people with a...
An album?
An album. He killed people with an album. I guess if it's a big photo album, you could hit someone on the head.
But a fork did it.
A fork did it. And it's a fork that's a boy.
But he killed somebody. It is still scary.
I'm still stuck on the fact that this fork is a boy.
But it's a scary story.
I didn't know there were boy and girl
it's
forks.
It's a story.
That's so scary,
he
too.
He killed somebody.
He killed somebody. Right. And that's an important word. It's also a scary word. It's also a word power word. Kill. K-I-L-L. Kill. Okay, so kill is basically to make a person or animal...Or plant, you could kill any living thing. Basically, soldiers, of course, might kill other soldiers in a war, in a TV show or a movie, or maybe in real life. Unfortunately, people might kill other people. That might be called murder if it's done illegally. Animals might kill other animals, right? For food. A shark might kill another fish and eat it for food. But we can also talk about diseases. Someone might be killed by a heart attack or killed in a car crash. When we talk about kill, it means their life is not ending peacefully or naturally. Something kind of acts there to interrupt and end the person's life. And me? Well, I haven't killed many people or animals, that's for sure, but I've killed a few plants. I feel bad, but I try to water them. Anyways, the cat killed the mouse and gave it to its family as a gift. The cat killed the mouse and gave it to its family as a gift.
Kill 这个动词呢是杀，后面可以直接加受词表示杀了谁。比方例句呢是说这个猫咪杀死了老鼠，然后把它送给自己的亲人当做礼物。那另外有种比较夸张，比方说 I can't be too late, my mom will kill me if I'm later than 6.
Really?
Yeah.
She'd kill you?
Not really killing.
You'd be in big trouble.
对，所以这也意思是说，如果超过六点，我妈会，虽然不是真的杀了啦，但就是很夸张，会，我就会惹麻烦了。我们也可以用 kill 这个动词。所以啊，在这个森林里，我们回到这个故事，有个传说，有个这个，我们刚刚说什么，叉子。他突然发了疯，突然 起 笑，然后呢，用 album 到处杀人。这里我们看到 go crazy， go 后面我们加上形容词是这个 go 连缀动词的用法。Let's learn more with our magic box.
Magic box， 找亮点。
身为一名专业的时装设计师，我对于生活中的点点滴滴可是有很多的注意与发想。例如呢，这一杯咖啡的香气闻起来很有南欧的感觉，这件衣服的颜色看起来就像午夜的星辰。Oh, darling， 今天你感觉怎么样呢？像你这般凡夫俗子可能不懂得怎么感受，今天呢，就让我一忽然好好带你来感受一下吧。今天我们就要介绍连缀动词 feel 和 go 的用法，那么特殊的地方呢，就在于它后面可以加上形容词。OK， 比方说 feel 后面加上形容词，可以表示你心中的感受。比方说 ，I feel scared when I go out alone at night。我晚上一个人出门都会感到很害怕的。I feel scared when I go out alone at night。OK，feel 后面呢，我们就加上 scared， 加上形容词。Feel 呢，也可以表示这个东西摸起来的触感怎么样。举个例子的 ，Oh，these clothes feel smooth。OK， 这些呢衣服这些布料感觉起来很柔软很光滑。These clothes feel smooth。而 go 呢当成了连缀动词，在后面加上形容词，就有变得怎么样的意思了，就和呢 become 类似。People go crazy when they know these clothes are on sale。哦，人们呢一得知这些衣服在特价的时候就疯掉了。People go crazy when they know these clothes are on sale。 我想也是哦，毕竟呢这些衣服实在是太美了。 go crazy 呢就是变得疯狂的意思，或者是呢你也可以说天气很热，东西如果没冰的话马上就要坏掉了。 In such hot weather, food goes badEasily, OK, 天气很热，东西很容易坏掉。In such hot weather, food goes bad easily, 东西很容易坏掉咯。最后呢帮你复习一下 feel 和 go 呢都可以当作连缀动词，后面呢加上形容词。 feel 呢就可以表示心中的感觉或者是触感，而 go 呢则是变得怎么样的意思咯。 I'm so worried these days that my hairs are going gray。 啊，我最近好操烦，头发会不会要变白了。 I'm so worried these days that my hairs are going gray。哎呀，不说了，先走了。
All right, back to our article. It says, suddenly you hear a noise. That could be scary in a forest. A noise is basically a sound. It's spelled N-O-I-S-E, noise. All right, so a noise is basically, as I said, a sound. It's something that you hear. Sometimes it can be a loud noise or a scary noise or something like that. Now, when we say noise, we're not talking about nice things, like music that you like wouldn't be noise. But if you're listening to music that your mother doesn't like and it's loud, she might say, "What's with that noise? Turn down that noise." And you say, "Mom, it's not noise, it's music, okay?" But anyways, noise is something that you might hear. Could be good, could be bad, could be loud, could be quiet, but it's coming in your ears. For example, a loud noise woke me up in the middle of the night. A loud noise woke me up in the middle of the night. What was that?
Noise 是名词，表示噪音、声响。一般我们可以说 a loud noise 就是很大声的噪音，或者是 a funny or a strange noise 就是有个很奇怪的声响。A loud noise 刚刚我们这个例句就有看到，很大声的噪音把我吵醒，在这个可能晚上睡觉的时候吵醒你。那另外平时白天你可能会搭配traffic noise, 就是路上交通的声响。 So, you heard a noise, 突然听到一阵声响。 What was it?
I don't know, but it's already a little bit scary. Well, the article gives us a clue. So you heard this noise, next it says, it sounds like a...
A tower?
It sounds like a tower.
What does a tower sound
like? What kind of noise does a tower make? Well, if it's a tower that's falling over... It would be a loud crashing
noise. Yeah.
Yeah. Or maybe it could be the sound of like a bell on a tower.
Oh, okay.
Warning people or something.
That makes sense.
Okay. But anyways, we hear this weird, strange noise, and it sounds like a tower. Next, it says, you start to feel very...
Comfortable.
You feel comfortable. Well, we were scared before, but...
But then you hear the noise and you feel comfortable.
Maybe you're thinking there's like guards or watchmen or soldiers in the tower.
Okay.
And if someone's there ringing the bell saying, 6 o'clock, all clear, you feel more comfortable.
所以听到这个声音你开始觉得、哦、很舒服很舒畅、okay.
All right, so we're feeling better now. Then it says, after a few minutes, you get to a clearing.
A clearing.
A clearing. A clearing, we talked about a forest or a jungle. Mm-hmm. A clearing is basically an area in the middle of the forest where there are fewer trees. If you're in the middle of a forest and you look up, you probably can't see the sky very well, right? Because there's so many trees in the way. Well, in a clearing, you would be able to see the sky because it's like an open space in the middle of the forest.
Okay.这里我们看到一个难字，我们看到 clearing 虽然是 ing 结尾，不过它这个本身就是当名词，表示一块空地、空灵地，就是空旷的地方。 So I can feel something bad is going to happen. You're at a clearing.
Yes, absolutely.
That's well, how movies always work.
Then you just when you think it's safe, something jumps out and bites you in the neck or whatever.
No.
Yeah, that's how movies work. Anyways, the article continues by saying there's a...There.
Mosquito.
There's a mosquito there.
Ooh, it is. Okay.
Well, that's not so bad. But, and it's...
Swimming.
On some...
French fries.
Okay, so you walk into the clearing of a forest, there's a mosquito there, and it's swimming on some French fries.
游泳在薯条里面游泳。Swimming on some French fries.
I'm not sure I'm scared or maybe I'm hungry.
It is strange.
I'm confused. I'm definitely confused. What is going on? Why is this mosquito swimming on French fries in the middle of this forest? Well, the mosquito, it says, it sees you and starts...
Singing?
It starts singing.
Okay, I think that sounds safe.
I would just like to see a mosquito sing.
You're going to sing with it?
I don't even know how that would work. Anyways, back to the article. It says, you turn around and run as...
Quickly.
As you can. Wow, that made sense.
As quickly.
That's like the first one that made sense.
Yeah, but you don't need to run. Why are you running?
It's true, there's a mosquito and French fries and music. You should stay.
All right, 这里我们看到 as quickly, as 副词 as possible, 意思就是尽可能的、尽快的做某事。所以你看到一只蚊子在唱歌，在游泳、薯条里面游泳，你赶快的往外跑。And?
There you go. And you get out of the forest. Just in time.
Okay, okay.
Wow, okay. We escape from the singing mosquito French fry forest. right before things got really ugly.
好不容易逃出了这片森林 ,just in time, 这里的 in time 表示这个及时的我们不要跟另外一个 on time 是准时不要搞混了。所以 in time 是及时的及时的逃出了森林。
Alright, so let's wrap it up. It says, you feel...
Warm?
You feel warm. Oh, that was such a nice trip through the weird mosquito French fry forest.
Okay.
You feel warm, and you'll never go in there again.
No.
No, I don't think we will. And never is our last, I think, word power word. It's spelled N-E-V-E-R. Never. Okay, never basically means not at any time. It's something we always use with a verb. All right, if you...Go somewhere, then you go to that place. But if you never go somewhere, then you don't go to that place. If you love to drink coffee, then, well, good for you. But if you haven't tried it, then you say, oh, no, I never drink coffee, or I have never tried coffee. So it's kind of the opposite. It's saying you don't do, or that thing does not happen. For example, I'll never eat at this restaurant again.The food was terrible. I'll never eat at this restaurant again. The food was terrible. And about this forest, I'd say I'll never go in this forest again.
No, you don't like the French fries forest?
It's too weird.
No.
It's okay. It's just really weird.
Not for
so
you.
I'll stay away.
All right. Never 这个副词表示永不绝不。像课文说你绝对不要再回到这个森林。我们也可以看到例句你说我绝对不要在这间餐厅用餐因为食物实在是太难吃了 You never eat at this restaurant 如果要强调绝对不会再做某件事你可能也有听过 never ever 这样的搭配比方说 I will never ever try snake soup 绝对不肯定不要永远不可能这个尝试蛇汤就是强调你绝对不会做某件事情所以我们可以加上 ever 另外也有一个很常听到的俚语就是 never say never 意思就是绝对不要说绝对不要说不可能比方说我哪一天在一个荒岛然后只有蛇可以吃哪一天我可能就得吃这个蛇汤也说不定所以就是话不要说得太死了
Yes, absolutely Well, there you go That's our Halloween Mad Lib for youI kind of enjoyed it. I'm not as scared as I thought I would be.
No.
But I do have a sudden urge to...
To eat French
fries? To eat French fries in a tower with a mosquito.
Ooh.
I don't know why.
Maybe not with a mosquito.
Yeah, I shouldn't think about that too much. We'll come back with our review time.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
All right, so we had four new words today. Among all the other words that we used, there were actually four in the article that we were talking about that are the main thing to focus on. Forest, kill, noise, and never, that last adverb that we had. So what I'm going to do is basically give Winnie a simple description, and she has to guess which of those four words I'm talking about.
Are you ready? Maybe.
Okay, let's talk about something you will not do ever again. Something you might have tried or might not have tried, but it's something that, I don't wanna do that.
Kill?
No!
never.
Never!
Okay.
That's right. You'll never do this. You'll never go there. You'll never eat that. You've never,
snake soup.
You've never eaten snake soup,
and I will never eat it.
And I've never seen a Harry Potter movie. All right. I'm not saying I wouldn't, but up to now in my life...
Is that true?
That's true.
Is that possible?
It is. You just don't watch them. It's not hard.
从来没看哈利波特。
All right, let's talk about something that you hear. It's something that comes into your ears. There's a pressure wave, and it's a sound, and it...enters into your ear and vibrates those little bones. It's a noise. That's right. If it's something you see, it's a noise. All right. It could be a good noise, a bad noise, a scary noise, or a very quiet noise. But if you hear it, it's often
noise.
A noise. What about to end someone or something's life in a bad way, generally?
You kill them,
right? Sometimes, usually it's in a bad way, but we can also talk, as I said, about a disease.Killing someone, which would be more of a natural thing, but their life will end. And the main one, the one that we are kind of spending the most time in and talking about, a bunch of trees in the land. You look out and it's just green trees as far as you can see. Where are you?
It's a forest.
It's a forest. That's right. It might be a lovely jungle. It might be a wonderful coniferous forest in the northern regions of the polar ice caps.
All right.
Maybe not. But anyways, it's a lot of trees. It's a forest.
All right.
That's it. We're done. Happy Halloween. Trick or treat. Be safe. Don't scare your friends too much. And don't eat all your candy at once.
And never, don't eat too many French fries.
Never do that. And don't eat too many French fries, or definitely don't swim with mosquitoes.
Oh, no. No, don't do that. See ya.
Bye.
Go mad for Halloween.
You're walking through a... and... forest. It's late, and you feel very... You remember a story about this forest. Years ago, an lived here. He went crazy and killed people with an. Suddenly, you hear a noise. It sounds like an. You start to feel very... After a few minutes, you get to a clearing. There's an there, and it's on some. It sees you and starts. You turn around and run as you can. You get out of the forest just in time. You feel... You'll never go in there again.
Forest. Forest. Many animals live in this big forest. Many animals live in this big forest. Kill, kill. The cat killed the mouse and gave it to its family as a gift. The cat killed the mouse and gave it to its family as a gift. Noise, noise. A loud noise woke me up in the middle of the night. A loud noise woke me up in the middle of the night. Never, never. I'll never eat at this restaurant again. The food was terrible. I'll never eat at this restaurant again. The food was terrible.